Hello, little sluts. Or those who love sluts. Or those who hate sluts. Ah, look, you know, if you contribute to my numbers, you make me feel good. So, yeah, welcome. That's what a slutty podcast this is, that I even welcome the haters with open eyes. Well, I just made an episode of Lulu Island, Nyla Lulu, and I thought I can't skip out of Anchor without saying hello to my fellow slut lovers, sexual adventurers, and so forth. I have been very much enjoying time with my boyfriend, Damien Black. Go check out his station. He's not on. You have to go into Anchor to listen, or via the web. It's probably, you know, like something Anchor / Damien Black, something like that. Go look it up. he's pretty awesome. And there have been so many long and in-depth conversations that have been happening, and I found it really helpful being able to talk to him about the whole feminist gender divide stuff. That's pretty intense. I went for a third dive after happening across a podcast that was from the University of Chicago and featured an expert from, was it Stanford, Harvard, something like that, university. And so they had all the credentials, but the content was trash, or at least that's what I felt. And yeah, Damien agreed with me on certain aspects after he had listened to it. So yeah, not too impressed, still looking for stuff that I find resonance with and makes logical sense and doesn't, you know, bully people. I'm still looking for stuff out there on the net that meets that criteria when it comes to feminism and gender and the whole shit show around that. I have been seeing my Paramours 3 in Brisbane, Australia. Damien Black is in New York. We have a long distance relationship. We've never physically met. But there are three other people that I'm dating. One is a transgender woman, which is why I am so fascinated / feeling compelled to, you know, address and understand these, you know, transgender, the civil rights movement that's happening right now and what that means and what, you know, so and so. Anyway, and to other men who are in other relationships, so identify as polyamorous, and they are also in non-binary relationships, in relationships with people who are not, you know, are not cis male or cis female, defined by what they're not. This is such tricky stuff, tricky language to get around. So anyway, there is a level of closeness with one relationship that there isn't as much with the other, but they all have a strong, all three, all four of my relationships that I'm in at the moment, or my paramours, I don't really know what kind of a label to put on them. If you consider friendships to be relationships, then they're relationships. their actual friends with sometimes sexual benefits, but not necessarily always. You know, I had a paramour over last night. I made him dinner. We hung out and chatted, and then we didn't spend as long together as what we normally would because we were both tired. But it was still a delightful evening. Yeah. So it's really not that racy. It's kind of regular. It's just, it's broken up across four people, all who know about each other. I don't feel any compulsion to have them meet each other, nor to have anything to do with their other partners. That's just how I'm rolling right now. Two of them do have, apparently I'm a polycule because my trans girlfriend used to date one of my other paramours' partner. That makes sense. Yeah. So that's some typical, I guess, polyamory stuff where people, you know, you have a community and people end up dating people within that community. Oh, so I have heard it said, and I think enough has been said for today. I'm coming up to 7 minutes. As I said on my Lulu Island podcast, this new format is going to be shorter. And who knows what else? I'm just having a fresh start. I gave everyone a kiss on Lulu Island. So for my sluts out there, love you later.